Hello and welcome to Metacall episode 218. I'm Corey. Here's Daryl.
Yo,
we're continuing on. We're trekking on. The set has been released, but we need to finish off our Strixhaven. I was going to say Kaldheim. Our Strixhaven picks game with red, green, gold, and land today. I've been playing the draft on Arena, and it's been a heck of a lot of fun. You can play the Mystical Archives cards in your draft decks, and so, like, every once in a while, it's like you have, like, these, like, 5-mana removal spells alongside, like, Swords to Plowshares and stuff. It's
kind of crazy. Oh, wow, that's kind of nutty.
Yeah, it's pretty nutty. yeah, and you get, you know, there's one in every pack, so it's pretty common to see, like, some really powerful stuff. Like, I had a Demonic Tutor in some of my decks and stuff like that. So,
wait, there's a Mystical Archive in every pack?
Yeah. Every pack's got one.
Oh, wow. That's kind of bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, it is bananas indeed. So it's a lot of fun, but it is kind of crazy to see, like, the power level difference in some of those cards. That said, it's a pretty strong limited set overall. I think it's a good one to play. I'm enjoying it, and I'm not usually a limited player. So. Before we get into our game today, I will give a little shout out to our sponsor, ManaTraders.com. You can use the promo code CardKnockLifePodcast, all one word, underscore 5YB. CardKnockLifePodcast, underscore 5YB. I can't talk today. It is a Friday and I am zonked, man. It has been a week.
Yeah.
But you know what? Use that promo code, get yourself 14% off your first 3 months at checkout. You can be playing some of these Mystical Archives cards before you know it on MTGO.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Mystical Archives cards on MTGO. Get them.
Get them. But, yeah, okay, so we got to talk about red today. We got to talk about green cards, and we got to talk about gold cards. There's quite a few gold cards that are worth chatting about. Red, not super powerful. I know a lot of people are saying that this is, like, one of the weakest standard sets we've had in a long time. And so likely that the actual cards from Strixhaven proper are not going to impact historic any more than they would impact standard. But, you know, let's chat about them. There's a couple of them that are interesting in here. I want to start with Conspiracy Theorist. Have you seen this guy? He's one in a red for a 2/2 human shaman. It's a rare. When it attacks, you can pay one and discard a card. If you do, draw a card. Whenever you discard one or more non-land cards, you may exile one of them from the game or from the graveyard. If you do, you may cast it this turn.
That's pretty good.
What do you think about this gentleman?
Oh, that seems really strong. Like, it definitely seems like something we should be, like, paying attention to, right? Like,
yeah,
not a wholly unreasonable card.
Yeah.
Whenever you discard or exile?
Whenever you discard one or more non-land cards. So just discarding in general will allow you to do the thing. But it allows you to discard when you attack by paying one to loot, basically.
That's not bad. I mean, hell. That seems pretty damn strong.
Now put this in something like Hollow One, where you've got, like, the cards that, like pair it with, like, Faithless Looting, for example. We'll put it that way, in Historic. Yeah. So those discard effects will trigger this. They go into exile. Non-lands you can cast. So if you've got other, like, one-drop spells, like, this might be kind of interesting to experiment with in the likes of, like, a red-black Pyromancer-type deck where you have a lot of one-mana spells and you can, you know, just, you have mana left over to actually do something with them after you've already invested in the discard spell itself or the discard trigger on this guy.
Yeah, that seems really good. Holy cow.
So, I don't know. I think he's cool for Historic. Probably, like, the biggest problem is going to be, like, getting him to, you know, like, connect. He's a 2/2 with no evasion. So if you're planning on it just attacking and discarding spells or discarding cards to, like, generate some value, it's probably going to be blocked and killed the first time you try to swing with him.
Yeah, probably not going to make it very far, but it sounds so damn strong. Like, I feel like there's no way it can't be good. Like,
yeah. I'm going to pick it for Historic. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Historic is where it's at, but yeah, this guy's not making any waves in Modern, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, then go on.
Go ahead. I said it'd be pretty sweet if he did, but no, I don't think he's making any waves in Modern.
Okay. I'm trying to debate whether or not we should talk about this crackle with power. I think it's probably not good enough, but that's the XXX red red sorcery. Crackle with power deals 5 times X damage to each of up to X targets. So at 5, it deals 5 damage to one target. At 8, it deals 10 damage to two targets. And I don't think
That's a
you're paying
lot of
any more than
damage.
8.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think I think this card's just a little bit too slow, for what it's trying to do.
Yeah, probably so. Okay, then we'll go on. Dragon's Approach is interesting. I don't know if we're gonna see Dragon's Approach decks in Historic, but it is funny because it reminds me of like the Dragonstorm decks of Standards past, with like the Pyromancer Swath and like Dragonstorm, like the actual card Dragonstorm. This is a common sorcery for 2 and a red. Deals 3 damage to each opponent. You may exile Dragon's Approach and 4 other Dragon's Approach from your graveyard. Search the library for a dragon card and put it on the battlefield and shuffle your library. You can put any number of these in your deck. So,
There's the rub.
is there a dragon that's just like punishing enough to functionally win the game if you just cast to the 5th one of these, or somehow end up with the 4 others in your graveyard in some other way?
Don't think the answer is yes. I can't think of one. Like,
No, I don't think so either.
I may just be dumb, but I can't think of one. Like.
Yeah, what the Garden Hellkite was the way that Dragonstorm did it, because it would deal, like 5 damage when it entered the battlefield, and so you like pair a couple of those guys up and just deal 20. Pair a couple, I should
Yeah, but
say,
I mean,
four of
when you're
them.
putting five of them, four of them into play, yeah, you'll get the
Yeah.
kill, but like,
But I
but
don't. This is
it's
one dragon, right?
yeah.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of effort for one dragon. It's probably not happening, but it's probably going to be some silly plan with. There's got to be some uncommon dragons, and I can see some of like the artisan decks doing the Dragon's Approach plan. So, anyways, thought I'd mention it. It is a funny card.
Yeah, it is. It's a cool card to have exist, like,
Yeah.
but I don't think it's gonna go the distance.
Okay, new to historic, Grinning Angus. Or Ignis, excuse me, Grinning Ignis. We know about
Oh
this. We
God.
talked about it recently, but pairs with Birgid, I believe it's called.
Bergie?
Birgid, Birgy, whatever the hell it is. You know what I mean? You get basically infinite activations of Birgy. Birgid. Whatever. I think there's something there. I'm
So
gonna
you
pick
get
it in historic for
infinite,
that.
yeah, you get infinite activations of Birgie. It's the storm is there for oh, what the hell is it called? Do brain. Mind's Desire.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't put that together. But you do get some Mind's Desire love
Or
there.
any other storm card. I mean, there's plenty of, like, you've even got Grapeshot in Historic now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so I imagine you're picking this then too.
I mean, this is definitely where it's at.
All right, this one I was really impressed with in draft or in sealed or anything, any limited format. And I wouldn't have really given it much thought until I played it, but Igneous Inspiration I think is like really strong and probably worth some consideration in like a Jeskai like type control deck or just any like red control deck. It is 2 and a red for a sorcery. It deals 3 damage to any target, and then it has Learn.
Okay.
So I mean, it's pretty simple. It's slow. It's overcosted for a removal spell, but consider that like Electrolyze is like 3 mana, 2 damage. Now, granted, Electrolyze can like pick off 2 targets like craftily. This is like a much less efficient damage spell. It does more damage to a single target. It's slower, but the draw a card clause on it could be like a lot better because the Learn gets you that pinpointed lesson card from your sideboard.
Yeah, I mean, if the lessons are good enough, yeah, that's absolutely definitely a thing that you can see being very valid.
I think they are. I think there's some that are worth, I think there's some that are worth grabbing with this.
Okay.
So I'm gonna pick this one for historic, but it's kind of I don't know, this one's a little fringe, but I would at least give it a shot. I think it's cool.
I think I'm gonna let this one go on historic.
Okay. I'm probably gonna be wrong on that one, but I wanna not be. It's cool.
Yeah, no, I understand the desire to not be wrong on something. I've definitely made a lot of picks like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, not for my own personal gain, but more so because I just think it would be cool to see this card be played. That's the thing.
Sure.
Okay, and then I think there's only one more red card. Let me read this Phoenix here. Enters the battlefield, cast it, learn. I don't think this guy's gonna get played. Okay, Stormkiln Artist. I think this guy's pretty strong in a combo potential piece.
Okay.
Three in a red. It's an uncommon for Dwarf Shaman 2/2. Gets +1/+0 for each artifact you control. Has Magecraft. Whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, create a treasure token. Doesn't this just allow you to go infinite with like Goblin Electromancer and like all the like cantrip spells? Not infinite, but storm off basically.
Whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, it's just basically another Goblin Electromancer. How much mana does this guy cost?
Cost 4. But this can reduce the colored cost on the spell too. So like this
Yeah.
plus Goblin Electromancer and then like your strategic plannings just like are free.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
I'm just looking at it from the perspective of like it's functionally infinite, right? Like
yeah. I
it's
mean,
functionally a
it's
Goblin
like, yeah.
Electromancer. It's functionally a Goblin Electromancer. And then it like can make it just kind of go actual infinite, like.
Yeah.
So, not a bad one, but I don't that might be an enabler for like a storm style deck in historic, with like Faithless Luminian and stuff. So I'll take it for historic, but I don't think it's gonna make the mustard in modern.
Yeah, 4 mana is a big ask. Yeah, I think it's not gonna live to see the, live to tell the tale. But I mean, in historic, I think it's exactly what you're looking for that storm deck. I don't think that deck's gonna be particularly good, but this guy, like, you start the cycle with like an opt or something. You really do need the Electromancer to make it happen.
Yeah.
But this is the one that's needed for the storm, for the historic storm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's all in red that I can see, unless you got anything.
I got nothing on that.
Okay, yeah, the red's pretty dismal. We didn't pick a single card from modern. Looking into green, let's see here. I do have to point out that the Bayou Groff, the plant dog, it's a common, not worth like looking at for either format, but the art is awesome. It's like freaking like it's a swamp dog with like fungus on its back. It's really cool. Let's see. Containment Breach. This is a lesson. 2 and a green. Destroy target artifact or enchantment. If its mana value is 2 or less, create a 1/1 black plant pest creature token with whenever this creature dies, you gain 1 life. That's what pests do. So this is the lesson that disenchants for you.
3 mana.
Yeah, 3 mana. 2 and a green. Sorcery speed. They're all sport sorceries.
I'm not really excited about this card.
It's not
Because it only
great.
makes one pest. It only makes one pest. If it made like. And plus, containment breach, it's only if its mana value is 2 or less, which is like. You can't like kill a 3 CMC artifact. That's kind of rough.
I think I read that in a confusing fashion. It destroy target artifact or enchantment, period. If its mana value is 2 or less, create the pest.
Oh, okay. No, I read it too, and I misread it. So we both suck. I mean, that's not really good, is it? Like, I mean, I guess most of the artifacts and chambers are trying to kill her 2 or less, but like,
I mean,
oh.
the card is certainly bad, but the question is like,
Yeah.
is this a lesson that we'll see play because it's a lesson that does a thing that you need? And
Yeah,
I
I'm
don't know if you
sure
need
it
a
will.
green one though. That's the thing. Like, there's not
Yeah,
really a
that's
whole
the
lot.
problem. It's green, which is kind of tricky. There's not a lot of good green learn cards. Although, like, if like the Sultai Ultimatum style things, keep being a thing, then maybe this is, maybe we're talking about something and being wrong about it. But yeah, no, this card is just a good lesson. Field Trip, again, we talked about Field Trip, but it only gets basic forests. Yeah, I don't know. So like, is the green ramp deck gonna need a disenchant game one because they can play Field Trip and then learn? You know, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I don't think the answer is yes.
I mean, consider the other lessons too, like in green, the options aren't great. There's one card that's like three mana, and you can like look at some cards off the top of your deck and grab a creature or land.
Yeah.
Other than
Yeah,
that, I
I'm
think
just not.
that's all you
I'm
have.
not excited about this lesson in either
Okay.
format.
All right. I will pass too because I just don't think it is the right color for lessons.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Dragon's Guard Elite. It's one and a green for a rare human druid. It is a 2/2, has magecraft, gets a +1/+1 counter. So it's a bear that grows every time you cast an instant or sorcery. Then you can pay four green, that's six mana. Double the number of +1/+1 counters on Dragon's Guard Elite. So if you completely flood out, you can just like go off with this guy. Now this is a two mana, it's gonna be like it reminds me of like Creon Dryad, right? Where it's just like a
Green.
Creon,
Yeah.
is that right? Dryad?
Yep. Green Dryad. You're correct.
It's
You
just
got
like
it right.
a two mana dude that like kind of mimics a Tarmogoyf when you pair it with like the right kind of setup. But you know, doesn't have evasion. Needs to be in the right environment.
Yep.
Just kind of a big dumb dude. And I'm wondering like, is that something that any deck craves? And I don't think that's the case. Though this card is definitely good.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good card, but I don't think it fits in any of the environments that we're looking at, so.
All right. This next one's weird. I don't even know what to think about this. Ecological Appreciation. X
Right, this card's
two
gotta be
green.
good.
I mean, it looks like it. It's mythic and it searches for creatures. Anything that does that has got to be strong, right? But let me read this through here. I gotta wrap my head around this too. Search your library and graveyard for up to four creature cards with different names that each have mana value X or less, and reveal them. An opponent chooses two of those cards. Shuffle the chosen cards into your library and the rest into the put the rest onto the battlefield. Okay, so talk me through
So,
this. How does this work out?
it's functionally like kind of like reverse Gibson given almost.
Yeah.
So you can search your deck or your graveyard for four creatures. They all have to have different names. So Gibson given was four cards with different names.
Yeah.
They fixed it though by the way the choice happens. An opponent chooses two, and those go back to your deck, and then the other two go into play. So if you can have four redundant creatures like that create combo pieces, you functionally created an unwinnable choice for your opponent. This is one of those where you just toss Eternal Witness into any pile. You can't get Ecological Appreciation back, but you can get back any of the combo pieces that you might need. So if there are redundant combo pieces in the creature toolbox decks, you will end up with two of one or two of the other, and then shuffle the other two back in is functionally how the creature combo versions will go. But like this feels like it's got to have some sort of like some way to break it or make it good. I don't know is my answer.
I'm trying to imagine how you don't end up with Malira and Vizier of Remedies on the battlefield after you resolve this.
I don't think there's a world where that happens. Like that you don't end up with those two cards.
Yeah. And then that's gonna cost you five mana. Like maybe that's good enough because you get redundancy, but you're never gonna get what you want with this.
No.
And unless you can find four of them, and we're almost getting to the point where there are four of them with like Vizier, Malira, we've got the bolster guy and Afenza, right? And then there's probably one more that can do the trick too. So like you could pinpoint that one 2 mana spell that pairs with like Kitchen Finks or Murderous Redcap.
Sacrifice combos, yeah.
Yeah, but the Druid guy that untaps, Devoted Druid, that one's a little more specific. They don't all work with him. So
Correct.
it's really awkward. It's hard when your opponent gets to choose, but they
Yeah.
don't know what's in your hand. You know, they don't know what's in your hand. But at 4 mana you can get 2 1-drops on the board. That's kind of cool. But then it's
Yeah.
like, do you just want Collected Company?
Yes. So like here's the problem with the two one drops part. You have to have four one drops with different names in your deck that have to all be
Yeah.
good.
So yeah, like name, I mean, like think about what you could have. Like you could have like Hex Drinker. You could have the Mother of Runes, the modern mother, I'm thinking modern obviously for
Giver.
this. Giver of
Giver.
Runes. Yep. You could have what else?
Sarah Ascendant.
Sarah Ascendant. Yeah, oh God. We're,
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean.
is that the same deck?
No, I'm just thinking like these are the cards I can think of that might possibly like make this work.
Yeah, and then Noble Hierarch is like marginally serviceable if you're like, ah, might as well. Like I accidentally drew the fourth one that I needed to choose. You're probably gonna end up with
Inspector
that. Yeah, Thraven
is.
Inspector. Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, you're not in a good spot when it comes to this, like.
Death's Shadow. How does that look? That doesn't really work. There's not enough redundancy for Death's Shadow, is there?
No, nowhere close.
All right, this card I'm not convinced is gonna work anywhere. I think I've
It
talked
looks
myself out of it.
so good. It looks so good, but it's just not there.
Hey, it'll be good for Commander. You know, when you get to cast it for X equals like 5 or something, you'll have plenty of good choices.
Good God. Yeah, that's insane.
But yeah, not in either of these formats.
No, I think we have to pass on it as much as we both like are like, how do we do it?
Yeah.
We just can't see it, so.
Okay, so you mentioned Field Trip. I think we kind of know, like basically we talked about this one already by talking about the fact that there aren't a whole lot of lessons in green and we're not really gonna be doing this. But the only way that I can see Field Trip being good is if it's already paired with like a blue deck or something because it's this is two and a green for a sorcery. Search the library for basic forest, put on the battlefield tapped, and then it learns. So like this one's like a pretty decent rate on its own, and then it learns like, you
Yeah, but the
know.
problem is it only searches for basic forests, and oftentimes when you're in these green decks that are playing that, like you
You
want to
want,
search for
yeah.
like an island or a dual land or something, and so like that's not really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Pass it. All right. Gnarled Professor. Two green green for a 5/4 trample. Enters the battlefield learn. That's kind of cool. Now, if there's something to grab with that learn, then we're talking. I mean, the colorless spells are lessons. There are quite a few colorless spells that are lessons. And at the very least, you can get the 3 mana, put 2/+1/+1 counters on a creature, it gains vigilance until end of turn. And this guy's already
Yeah.
like undercosted for like a beat, you know, just a beater deck.
Yeah, I mean, you can just make a big dude, but like, I just don't think in actual format this is relevant.
And like, are you gonna like muddy up your sideboard with lessons
No.
if you're like in mono green and you're like trying to scrounge for ways to deal with permanents that you can't normally take care
No, probably not.
of? Okay, pass. There's lots of good undercosted four drops already.
Plenty of good undercosted four drops.
Man, there's just a lot of learn cards that like I feel like I'm just gonna keep passing by them. Like the Overgrown Arch is kind of cool. It's the wall that you can tap for a life, 0/4 wall you can tap for life, but it also sacrifices to learn.
Yeah,
I mean, that one's
it's
pretty
not good enough
strong,
for
but
you.
again, it's like where does that go? Okay, all right. How about Verdant Mystery though? Verdant Mystery is 5 and a green for a rare sorcery. You may pay 3 and a green rather than paying the spell's mana cost. Now it doesn't say this anywhere on the printed card, but when you play on Arena, when you hover over it, it refers to the cheaper cost on these as the student cost. So you can pay the 6, that's the mastery cost, but you can pay 3 and a green, 4, that's the student cost. So that's a little secret little Easter egg, I guess. It says search library for up to 4 basics, put them, reveal them, put one of them onto the battlefield tapped under an opponent's control. If the 4 cost was paid, put 2 of them onto the battlefield tapped under your control and the rest into your hand, then shuffle.
You definitely read that wrong.
What did I do? Yeah, I did. 4 basic land
Okay,
cards,
so
put.
search for four lands. Put one of them, if you pay six, put two of them in your hand, into play, tapped under your control, the rest in your hand. If you paid the four mana, your opponent gets the first pick of one of the four of them, puts them into play under their control, and then you put two into play and put the last one in your hand.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
All right. Now these are basics.
Yes.
So four. I don't know what to make of this. There's so much I can do this.
It's basically explosive vegetation that gives your opponent a land.
Yeah, but it has upside of becoming better.
Yeah, I mean that then it becomes explosive vegetation that just puts two lands in your hand. I'm not particularly excited about that prospect.
I suppose if you have explosive vegetation, you're just happier in general.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah,
Well, this card's
like
bad
you're
then.
just gonna play this as explosive vegetation and then like hope your opponent can't do anything with the extra mana.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll skip that one. Augmenter Pugilist. The card itself is kind of like lame, but the flip side of it is a sorcery speed Mirror Weave, Echoing Equation. Choose target creature you control. Each other creature you control becomes a copy of it until end of turn, except those creatures aren't legendary if the chosen creature is legendary. And the question is, is there something you can do that is combo-y or can just kill your opponent? And I'm wondering if it has to do with, if there's something with that guy that like, Death Touch triggers, the infect damage or something, you know? I don't know. It
Yeah,
seems really janky,
I mean
but...
the front side of this card is just a good one to Mirror Weave. Just like I have a bunch of 8/8 tramples, attack you.
Yeah, if you have eight or more lands, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
Augmented Pugilist isn't too bad itself.
Also anything that like pumps your team is good to copy because then they pump each other a bunch. So like you gotta like this was kind of the Mirror Weave combo in standard is like you Mirror Weave the Wizened Sen and you attack for like a zillion if you had a bunch of like Kithkin tokens because they
Yeah.
all became Wizened Sen, which all pumped all the other Kithkin, and then you just had like a bunch of 5/5s and 6/6s and you like beat your opponent to death with those things in that turn. So like that was kind of the combo kill for Kithkin. So like anything that pumps other things that it shares a type with, like Blex Vexing Pest, that one's not a bad one.
Yeah,
But yeah, like,
that's a good point.
so I mean that's what you're looking for. You're looking for something that like pumps each other so that you can pump like all your guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna pick this one for either format, but I think it's interesting that it
Yeah.
exists because I do love me some Mirror Weave, that's for sure. I would like it to be instant speed, but can't have
That
every.
would be insane, but yeah.
Mirror Weave's instant speed. Why can't this one be? This is 5 mana.
Mirror Weave was insane. They got it right by not making this instant speed.
Okay, so we have gotten through green as far as I can tell, and
We're diving into multicolored cards.
we haven't picked a single card in green.
Green sucks this set, thank God. Green was like insane for every set forever.
Yeah.
And now it sucks, and I'm okay with
Yep. Okay,
that.
yeah, multicolor, there's some good stuff in multicolor though. Exodus Auric Overlord is sweet. At the very least, I don't understand what this guy has double strike, but I guess that comes from white. It is one white black black for a legendary creature, Human Warlock. It is a 2/4 double strike, and it has Magecraft. Whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, return target non-legendary creature card from your graveyard to your hand. And then it's a flip card. On the back side of it, it's six black red for a sorcery. As an additional cast. Excuse me, is an additional cost to cast this spell. You may sacrifice any number of creatures, and it reduces the cost by two for each one you sacrifice. Each opponent sacrifices a creature. Create a 3/6 black and red avatar with haste, and whenever this creature attacks, it deals 3 damage to each opponent. So, these flip cards are cool and all, but I can't handle them. My brain can't, wrap around all of the shit that's going on. It's just too much. The backside is just, too many words.
All right, so the backside is actually really easy. You can sacrifice three creatures and make it cost black red, or it scales. So if you got a bunch of useless tokens, you can throw them away. It makes a 3/6 creature that has haste, that when it attacks, your opponent takes three, and then each opponent sacks a guy. So basically, it's almost like a functionally double striking 3/6 when it comes to hitting your opponent,
Yeah.
which is okay. I mean, like being able to like throw away some crappy tokens and say, you know. Two mana edict you make a 3/6 that's gonna like murder you, pretty good. Even if 4 mana, that backside is not terrible. And the front side's pretty good. Like whenever you cast or copy instant sorcery, you get a creature back to your hand. Less exciting. So, like, what it is, it's meant to pair with itself. So, like, you cast the backside, get the token, trigger Magecraft, you get something else, cheap back, play the cheap thing, get this. Oh, it's non-legendary, so it can't even pair with itself. Yes, I mean, the front side's very underwhelming.
I mean, it's a 2/4 double striker for four, so it's just like a solid rate with like a with a good upside to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the question is, are you interested in this thing? Like,
No, I'm not.
I
I don't
don't
think it
think
has
it's playing.
a. I mean, the backside is really cool. It doesn't seem at all related to the front side. Like, I want it in a completely different deck that just doesn't care about the black and white creature on the front side. But probably not gonna play either one, so we'll pass. I think this is a commander card.
Yeah. Oh my God. I really want this next card I'm looking at to be good, but it's definitely a commander card.
Flamescroll Celebrant?
I wasn't even looking at that card. I kind of glanced around by it.
Okay, well that one I think that one's got potential though.
Wait,
But
what's the
tell
backside?
what are you
I
looking
guess I should
at?
read the backside. Let's talk about Flamescroll Celebrant, since it's the next card in line here. One in a
Okay.
red for a creature, human shaman. Whenever an opponent activates an ability that isn't a mana ability, it deals one damage to that player. One in a red, Flamescroll Celebrant gets +2/+0 till end of turn. It's a 2/1. And then on the back is white, Revenant Silence. It's an instant. Your opponents can't cast spells or activate planeswalker loyalty abilities this turn. Exile, revel in silence.
So with the exception of attacking, it basically skips your opponent's turn. I mean, it's a silence, right?
They get to draw and then skips it and play land. It
Yeah.
skips their turn.
I don't think there's any combo in Historic that spams activated abilities right now, with the exception of Kethys. And this would hurt
Yeah.
Kethys quite a bit. Both sides would be very good against Kethys, actually, but I don't think
Yeah.
that Kethys is prevalent enough to like want a Flamescroll Celebrant. If it becomes a bigger deal, like if like Faithless Looting, like it makes Kethys like really good somehow, then I would be like, yeah, sign me up. I'm gonna play this card. But it's a good card. Just want to point out that it existed. I don't know if I'm gonna pick it right now.
Yep.
Okay, what's the other one you got? Was it the blue one?
Jezzadi. Yeah. Jezzadi, the Oracle of Akavos. So it's six blue, which seems kind of unattainable until you look at the backside. For a 5/5 legendary creature, human wizard, discard a card, return it to your hand. So that's when it's in play. Magecraft, whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery, reveal the top card of your library. If it's a non-land card, you may cast it by paying one instead of its mana cost. If it's a land card, put it on the battlefield. And then the backside is Journey to the Oracle. Two green, put any number of land cards from your hand onto the battlefield. If you control eight or more lands, you may discard a card. If you do, return Journey the Oracle to its owner's hand. So, like, if you put four lands into play, you can discard a card to bounce Jezzadi so that you have Jezzadi as a play later. And then when you cast instances of sorceries, it casts big spells. Like, if this guy wasn't eight mana, this would be like, this is a thing that's gonna break something. Like, sneak attack this guy into play, just start casting instants.
Yeah, I don't
Oh
think this is
my
in play in either format, but you're right, it's a commander card.
God. So my brain just like played connect the dots here.
Yeah.
Magecraft plus Brainstorm. If there's a way to cheat this guy into play, you can just put, like, whenever you cast the instant sorcery, you reveal the top card of your library and do the thing, right? So if it's a land, you put it on the battlefield so you can reload, but you can brainstorm in Historic to set up the top of your deck if there's like a broken card that just like ends the game when you cast it.
Yeah.
Like,
Is there?
da 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 da
I
da 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 da.
don't think there
Like,
is. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure there's something that's like just punishing as all hell, but it's like the
like
those
Evolve,
ultimatums probably.
ultimatums, yeah. Like,
Yeah.
I could see playing this in the ultimatum deck. Just like put all your lands into play. Like, have this guy like play this guy, brainstorm, find ultimatum. Like it's just bleh,
I mean, you
blah.
already paid 8 mana for Jadzi, Oracle of whatever.
That's true. That's true.
Do you have it all anyway?
Just cast your ultimatum, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well.
All right,
I
so
tried.
we're gonna pass on this one, yeah?
Yeah, oh no, it's bad, but I tried.
All right, Kien, not good. Mila is kind of interesting, but the backside is like just this really overcosted planeswalker. I don't think Mila sees play. I keep getting these pestilent cauldrons in limited. People just don't want to pick them, and it's because they're terrible. I'll pass on those. I could see like you like finding some kind of build with those and the cat cauldron potentially, but I think you'd really have to force it. This is three mana.
Yep, it's pretty terrible.
Let's see here. It's weird. It's hard to like decide what do you want to do with these flip cards that have like two sides that are just completely different from one another. And I think
Okay,
that the
so Plarg is gonna see play, period.
Yeah, you think so? That's what I'm talking about. So Plarg, like, let's read it then. You got it?
Yeah, it's one in a red. Plarg, the Dean of Chaos, legendary creature, orc shaman. Tap, discard a card, draw a card. Four in a red. Reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal a non-legendary, non-land card of the mana value three or less. You may cast this card without paying its mana cost. Put all the revealed cards on the bottom in a random order.
Randomly.
And then on the backside,
Augusta, Dean of Order.
yep, Augusta, Dean of Order. I just my computer thought I clicked on the card and tried to zoom in on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's three, th two and white for a 1/3 legendary creature, human cleric. Other tapped creatures you control get +1/+0. Other untapped creatures you control get +0/+1. Whenever you attack, untap each creature you control, then tap any number of creatures you control.
That's unique. That's gonna be really fun for like
Yes.
inspired decks in like Commander, but
Yeah.
weird color.
It also is like good in like if you have like mana dork type things, like if
Oh
you're in
yeah.
like or something like that. You untap your mana dorks after you tap them.
But I
So
take it
like
you
this
like
card was,
Plarg.
yeah, I mean I like this whole card.
Really?
I think it's
Okay.
gonna see play in historic. If there's like a red white aggro deck, like this sees play in historic because like the front side is just like rummage, but then like if you're kind of like behind, you can just get a spell. You can spend 5 mana, draw a card, and cast it. And then if you curve it, you can like play this guy and curve into it the backside and just like attack and then choose to leave your guy tapped or untap it and like make your trades favorable. Like this guy feels like a card that's going to see play, I think, in historic. I don't think you'll see play in modern, even though the mana bases are better in modern. Like maybe this like mini anthem is good enough. I don't know, but like this seems like it's just kind of flexibility that, for like a format like historic that a red deck could like splash this thing and get the backside for anthems.
Yeah. I will stay away from this one. I think it's interesting.
I'll take it in historic.
All right. Okay. How do you feel about this Rowan, Scholar of Sparks, and Will, whatever he does on the backside? Rowan is a two and a red for a two loyalty planeswalker. Instant sorcery spells cost one less, and the same is true for Will on the backside. Instant sorcery spells cost one less. Now, Rowan has plus one, deals one damage to each opponent. If you've drawn three or more cards this turn, she deals three damage to each opponent instead. Minus four, you get an emblem. Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery, you may pay two. If you do copy that spell, you may choose new targets for the copy. All right, so flip that over. You got Will on the backside, four and a blue for a four loyalty planeswalker. Same static, like I said. Plus one, untap. Excuse me, up. There's no untap on this. I don't know where I got that word. It says plus one, up to one target creature has base power and toughness 0/2 until end of turn. Humility, basically. Right? Humility? Is that the word? Minus.
Turn to frog, but yeah, something
Turn to
like
frog.
that.
There we go. Minus three, draw two cards. Or minus seven, exile up to five target permanents. For each permanent exiled this way, its controller creates a 4/4 blue and red elemental creature token. So it's kind of like, I mean, this Rowan is clearly designed to like push you in this stormy direction, right? Reduces the cost of your spells. Now, does it do it in a way that works better than like a Goblin Electromancer? The plus one pairs pretty damn well with that. If you've drawn three or more cards this turn, three damage to each opponent instead, is kind of a nice little tag on to that. But is it easier to kill off a Rowan than it is to kill off a Goblin Electromancer? Probably.
No.
No, you don't think so?
Maybe. I
You'd
don't actually
shock
know.
either one. You can attack this one. You can't attack the Electromancer. But I
Yeah.
guess it depends on the deck, right?
I think so.
So, I don't know. It's weird. I'm thinking
My
that
gut
this.
reaction was that it's not that good.
Yeah, I think so too, but it's like it would be tempting to try like one or two of these just to see how it goes over. I've been playing a lot of the Phoenix deck, and I do have Electromancer in the Phoenix deck, and that deck, like I barely can get that Electromancer in there. 2 mana is a big ask for a card that like just is probably gonna just get killed before it even does anything. So for me to like spend turn three to play this guy when I don't like have any board presence and like it's just gonna get attacked by their dudes. Just so I can plus one and deal them one damage. It doesn't seem very appealing.
Yep, no, thank you.
All right.
Yep. Selfless Glyph Weaver, do we need to talk about that?
No.
No, only with this.
Well, I don't know. It's an interesting one. The Selfless Glyph Weaver itself, 2 and a white for 2/3, exile it and creatures you control gain indestructible until end of turn. Wrath Protection. It's like we don't have a Selfless Spirit in this format, so this is kind of a cool option for like a humans deck, but I don't think
I was
it's
just
gonna
gonna say,
fly.
doesn't this just get to see play in modern humans because it's Selfless Spirit?
Does it? Man, 3 mana?
It's Selfless Spirit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, does modern humans need that? They have like they can deal with the
Yeah.
wraths with meddling mages and kite self rebooters instead, right?
That's fair. I mean, they're never gonna use the backside, so.
Yeah. Shale, Dean of
Yeah.
Radiance is really cool though, isn't it?
Put one
Shade.
counter. One and a white flying vigilance. Tap. Put a 1/1 counter on each creature enter the battlefield under your control this turn. On the back, it's Embers, Dean of Shadow. Two black black. 4/4. Tap. Put a +1/+1 counter on another target creature. Then Embers, Dean of Shadow. Oh, then Embers, Dean of Shadow deals 2 damage to that creature. Whenever a creature you control with a +1/+1 counter dies, draw a card. So really, the backside's the payoff. The front side's not that exciting, but like, yeah, I guess. I
Well,
don't know.
the front side I think is exciting. That's like it's a 1/1 flying vigilance. You're always gonna be nugging them for one, and then you can always be popping the counters on the creatures that enter the battlefield each turn. So it's like an
Yeah.
anthem for two. And
Sure.
like a white weenie deck. I am gonna pick this one for historic, actually. I think I like this one
Okay.
in a white. There are flyers decks. Okay. And then there's only one more flippy one that I'd want to talk about, and that's Valentin, Dean of the Vane. And it's a black mana for a 1/1 legendary creature, Vampire Warlock, Menace and Lifelink. If a non-token creature an opponent controls would die, exile it instead. When you do, you may pay two. If you do, create a 1/1 pest, which when it dies, you gain a life. Flip it, and it becomes Lisette, Dean of the Root. 2 green green for a 4/4. Whenever you gain life, you may pay one. If you do, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control, and those creatures gain trample until end of turn. I don't care anything about Lisette, but the front side, Valentine, Dean of the Vane, is a vampire, and it is a 1/1 menace lifelink, which is decent, but the non-token creature dies and gets exiled is pretty strong for this to be like at the very least in the sideboard, but probably just good enough to be like a one drop that just slots into like a vampire's deck in historic. So I'm gonna pick it for that.
All right, if there's the possibility of Vampire's deck, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
So
there
yeah.
is. I think they already exist. They're pretty fringy, but they exist.
Ship it. Let's go.
All right. Okay, cool. Then jumping to the gold cards in general, a lot of these are just like overcosted dragons that we don't even really have to touch on, but there are a couple of good ones. There's a cool thing going on with the big splashy like blue red cards where you can discard them to make treasures, and I think those are worth looking at. Let's see. Culling Ritual is kind of cool.
What is that?
Two, it's a sorcery, it's a rare. It's 2 black green for sorcery. Destroy each non-land permanent with mana value 2 or less. Add black or green for each permanent destroyed this way.
I think that's Modern playable.
You like that?
I think that's actually modern playable.
Like, maybe not even historic playable, but just modern playable. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think it's modern playable. Because, like, most of the threats in modern are 2 CMC or less.
Yeah.
And then, like, it pays for itself. And then you can, like, go about your day doing something else with your deck. Like with your fourth turn.
Do you think you have
That's
to
really
choose?
strong.
Do you have to choose one or the other, and you get only black or green mana?
No, it says add black or green for each per. Ooh, maybe. I think so. Quick gather search.
Because like, the idea is that like you would clear the board, and then you'd still be able to advance your own board state, but like popping a planeswalker into play, it's probably gonna be like a Liliana or something in modern, so it wouldn't matter too much. But if you can actually net some mana, there's like potential for like one of those bigger Garrix that are like 6 mana in green and black.
It says add black or green. So you only get one. You get one mana for each permanent destroyed this way.
Yeah, for each one. So you get to choose each time then.
It doesn't say. Like it doesn't have a like a an oracle text, so I'm gonna guess the answer is yes.
Yeah, cool.
That would be pretty solid, like
Yeah, I like this one for modern too. I don't know about historic. I think historic is inherently just a more expensive format. I think the mana values are a little
yeah.
higher. So it's probably not as strong there. But no,
Yeah,
there's
I
got to
agree
be
with
like a
that.
rock deck that wants this. All
Yeah.
right.
See here.
Decisive Denial is kind of cool. A blue and a green for an instant, it's uncommon. Choose one, target creature you control fights target creature you don't control, or negate unless its controller pays three.
That card's very good in historic. I don't think it'll be good in modern. I think just it being 2 mana is kind of clunky. Like, I guess it's a removal spell or a counter spell, but it's a conditional removal spell, so I'm not a huge fan of it.
Is it like something that like Infect would play though?
No, because you don't want fights.
Yeah, I guess your
You
creatures
have to
aren't
commit.
big enough.
Yeah, they're not big. You have to commit your. You'd have to commit your. Why can't I words? You'd have to commit your pump spell already
Yeah, fair enough.
to
Okay.
do the thing.
All right, I am gonna pass on this one in historic, but I do like the card. I think if there's a deck for it, it'd be a different story. If there truly is like a Bant Ephemerate deck, this would be good. Protect the dudes from Wrath. Or use it at, like removal option. But I don't
Yeah,
know if that's
absolutely.
gonna happen. Dina Soul Steeper. Black and a green for an uncommon 1/3 Dryad Druid. It's legendary. Whenever you gain life, each opponent loses one life. And then it has some activated ability about sacrificing creatures, doesn't matter. But the most important thing is whenever you gain life, each opponent loses one life. This is the way to channel like infinite life gain into infinite death for your opponents. Does this matter? Is this something that you even care about? Like, do you want this alongside like a Kitchen Finks combo, or do you just like go up to like a murder side cap after that?
I mean, you just have infinite life and make your opponent figure it out.
Now, I suppose like if that's the case, if you're trying to do this in like modern like Finks combos, like one sacrifice another creature, Dina gets plus X plus 0 until end of turn where X is sacrificed creature's power. This can become infinitely powerful, right?
If
So,
you make infinite mana.
yeah, I suppose. That's the case. But say you have even 5 mana, 15,
I
16
mean,
power on this thing with Kitchen Finks
plus
sacrifice.
five damage from the whenever you gain the plus the damage from whenever you gain life, your opponent loses a life, so you
Yeah.
gain life 5 times. So that's a lethal kill, but like still 5 damage is a big ask. Like,
Not in that deck. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna pick this one for modern. I think this fits in
okay.
some creature combo stuff.
Okay.
Okay. And then did you pick it for either format? You're just not interested.
I'm just not interested.
Okay. Fracture, white and a black for an instant, destroy target artifact, enchantment or planeswalker.
Oh yeah, this is gonna see play in both formats.
Yeah, same. Okay. Don't need to talk about that too much.
Cards that I think are cool that I wish would see play in either of these formats, but aren't unfortunately. Double Major, green blue for an instant. Copy target creature spell you control, except it isn't legendary if the spell is legendary.
Yeah, that
So
card's sweet.
it just makes a creature token. Unfortunately, probably not good enough. And then Eureka Moment. Two blue green, just draw two cards. You may put a land card into play from your hand. It's an instant. So like a bigger Growth Spiral. Growth Spiral saw play because it was two mana, but unfortunately this will not see play. But two cool cards. Just thought worth pointing out.
Yeah. Galazeth Prismari could be friends with the other 5-mana dude that makes treasures and sacrifices for extra mana.
Goldspan Dragon, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I don't think that's gonna happen, but it's kind of cute.
That
Okay.
makes sense.
What about
I mean, I'm just looking at cool cards, like not necessarily things that we're going to be picking. There will be things I'll be picking further down here, but Golden Ratio is cool. Draw a card for each different power among the creatures you control.
Yeah.
Might actually be playable in some of those toolbox decks if they splash blue as like a refill, because like realistically you're gonna have 0/1/2 and maybe three, so it's like a 3-mana draw four.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know, just kind of thinking out loud. And then Harness Infinity is going to be every commander player's favorite card ever. Exchange your hand in your graveyard.
Yeah.
Exile Harness Infinity for one triple black, triple green, and instant speed. So, I mean, that's just the thing. We already talked about how bad
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Casmina is. I got one here. Lorehold Command. Three white red instant. Choose two. Create a 3/2 white and red spirit creature token. Creatures you control have +1/+1 haste and indestructible to end of turn. Lightning Helix and sacrifice permanent, then draw two cards.
Yeah, that's a lot of good stuff. Instant
This is going to
speed,
see playing
too.
historic 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tokens.
Combo. Or control, sorry. Like
Control.
just another, yeah, control. Like it's like a mini like card draw spell that you can also, and it's like Lightning Helix is five and six. Like you can sacrifice an extra land that you have laying around and draw two cards.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see this in like a red white tokens like go wide deck. There's already the 4-mana thing that spits out tokens and then gives them +1/+0 until end of turn or whatever. And
Oh yeah.
haste. This is kind of cool. It gives them haste and indestructible too, so you can also like be like, oh, that wrath doesn't work, and I'm stronger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But like this thing plus Torrential Gearhulk is a nice little curve too.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid stuff you can do with Torrential Gearhulk, which brings me to I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit while we're on that topic. Magma Opus is
I
100%
was
best
done. I was
friends
done
with
for
him.
Lorehold Command, and that was my next card that I was going to look at. Yep.
So I'm gonna pick that one for historic. It puts itself in the graveyard for 2 hybrid mana. It makes a treasure. It normally costs 6 blue-red for an instant that deals 4 damage, divide as you choose among any number of targets, and then tap up to 2 permanents and create a 4/4 blue and red elemental creature token. Oh, by the way, then you get to draw 2 cards. So it's like kind of perfect to cast a turn 5 Gearhulk and then get all that too.
Yeah, too many things going on
Yeah, very good.
for that. Mortality Spear, wish it could be good, but you have to gain life to get Assassin's Trophy, which is pretty terrible. Practical
Killian,
Resources.
we gotta go back though. Killian Ink Duelist, I think, is gonna see play. Uh,
Yeah, you're right. That's 100% true.
I'll, I'll pick that one for, let's see.
Both formats?
Yeah,
Both
I think
formats, I
both.
think. Lifelink Menace, like giving all your creatures ward 2 for humans deck is very strong. I think this is a both formatter.
Yeah, this is white black for a 2/2 human warlock with lifelink and menace. Spells that you cast to target a creature
Oh
cost two
no,
less to cast.
just historic then. I misread that. I definitely
It's
thought
not,
that
yeah,
this
not ward, but
Oh
it.
yeah, this is probably historic playable, yeah. I think that's it. I don't think humans is going to be running. I don't think there's going to become all of a sudden a white black auras deck in modern, but I think the white black auras deck will play this guy
Okay.
if they're expensive auras.
Yeah.
Onward, I guess.
Yep. All right. Quandrix Command. How do you feel about that? We missed Prismari. We got to talk about Prismari and Quandrix. Let's cover those. Prismari, 1 blue-red for an instant. Choose 2. 2 damage to a target. Target player draws two cards and discards two cards. Target player creates a treasure token or destroy target artifact.
I feel like this is playable.
It's very careful. It's like if this was like draw two, discard one, it would just be like way over the edge. But I want to say that this is a at the bare minimum, it's a historic playable card.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's modern playable. I want it to be modern playable,
Yeah, same.
but I think it's just historic playable.
Okay. Then Quandrix, one blue green, choose two, instant. Return target creature or planeswalker to its owner's hand. Counter target artifact or enchantment. Put two plus ones on a creature. Target player shuffles up to three cards from their graveyard into their library.
I don't even think this card's playable.
No, it's a little too specific, though I do like the shuffles up to three from the graveyard into the library. It's kind of a clever way to deal with graveyards in blue green.
And not playable.
Yeah. All right. All right, carrying on then.
Rip apart.
Rip apart and read it.
White red sorcery, choose one, deal 5 damage or 3 damage to
Three.
target creature or planeswalker, or destroy target artifact or enchantment.
Yeah, sorcery, but it's pretty faster.
Flexible.
Yeah. Both formats.
Store. I think it's both formats. Yeah, I think it's just the flexibility. I think is pretty big.
Yep, I've got it for both formats too. Let's see. Silver Quill Command is pretty cool though. Two white black for a sorcery. Oh, it's a sorcery though. Choose two. Target creature gets +3/+3 and gains flying until end of turn. Return target creature with converted mana value two or less from a graveyard to the battlefield. Target player draws a card and loses one life, or target opponent sacrifices a creature. Okay, at sorcery, I'm not interested in either format.
Yep. Nope. If it was, if, yeah.
All right, moving on. Silver Quill Silencer, I like this one a lot. White black for a 3/2 human cleric. Oh, it's a 3/2 also, by the way. When it enters the battlefield, choose a non-land card name. Whenever opponent casts a spell with the chosen name, they lose 3 life and you draw a card.
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick this one for both formats.
I don't think I can. It's a good card, but I don't think it's good enough. Cause like if they like very rarely do you, is nugging them for three gonna do much unless like this is one of those like you have to know their hand and they have to be forced into playing the card that you name.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like this is not gonna do anything. I'm not
Yeah.
gonna pick it for either format.
It's a human. They and you
I
do look
know that.
at
I know that. That's why I'm trying to think through their hand.
you look at their hand an awful lot in humans because you got Kitesail Freebooter at two as well. There's not a
Sure.
whole lot of space left in that deck though, that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's playable in either format.
Okay. I'm gonna pick it for historic actually. I think that the modern deck is a little too packed, but for historic's in need of some more stuff, and they can certainly see some hands. They've got Freebooter, they've got the party dude that looks at hands.
Yeah.
I don't remember that guy's name. So
Neither do I.
historic. All right, moving on. Thrilling Discovery, red and a white for a sorcery. You gain two life. You may discard two cards. If you do, draw three cards.
Yeah, I mean, it's historic playable, probably.
Yeah, it's a better Cathartic Reunion.
Yep.
I think it's oof. Gain
I
two
think it's
life.
just historic
All
playable.
right.
You don't want to splash red in your, or white in your graveyard deck in modern.
right. Historic playable. I think that I've seen some Phoenix decks that splash white for this in historic even.
Yeah, I mean, I'd buy it.
Vanishing Verse. Sorry.
I think this is playable in both formats,
White
yeah.
and
Exile
black.
one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. White black for an instant exile target monocolored permanent. There are a lot of monocolored permanents
Yeah,
in
there
modern.
are.
Yeah. So, like, this is playable in both formats.
I don't know where it belongs in modern though. Like what deck? I don't even know what deck it belongs in. Historic. I'm picking for historic. It's a sideboard card for like an Esper control deck.
That's what I was thinking is like Esper, an Esper control deck can exist because like Esper control always had problems getting planeswalkers off the table because there was never like a playable card like Abrupt Decay that you get a planeswalker off the table effectively. So like this is like a better removal spell to get a card off the table. And like You can shave some fatal pushes to play this card, so that all your removal exiles also. So those two things.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm just gonna stick with historic though.
I'm gonna take it for both.
Okay.
Witherbloom Command. I don't know if this is gonna be good enough. Green and black for a sorcery. Choose two. Target player mills three, then you return a land from your graveyard to your hand. Destroy target non-creature, non-land permanent with CMC two or less. I'm gonna say it that way still. Target creature gets -3/-1 until end of turn. Target opponent loses two life, and you gain two life. So, I mean, is this like playable in like a modern rock deck where you're like, all right, kill your guy, return a land to my hand, you mill, or like destroy your other thing, like your other cheat. I think all the two CMC or less permanents are like creatures. So like,
Yeah. Non-creature, non-land permanent.
I don't think this is good enough.
It's weird. I think all too often it's gonna be like, man, if I could just get like one more use out of this thing, like you're gonna be able to choose one pretty often. And then the second one's gonna be like, I guess I'll just nug you for two.
Yes. Lightning Helix you, or do a little
Yeah.
damage.
Yep, I don't want it. But you passed Witherbloom Apprentice, and I think that card's really good. That's a
Bloom
black and a
Apprentice.
green.
Oh, it's right next to it.
Yeah, for a 2/2 human druid, uncommon, magecraft, casts instant and sorcery spell, each opponent loses one, you gain one. So just a good way to.
It's not in the right colors.
Yeah,
It's not in
that's
the right
fair.
colors for either of those formats. So in Legacy, you get this guy plus Chain of Smog that kills your opponent instantly. But like
Yeah, oh my God. That's right.
in Commander 2, like you get this and Liliana that just kill people in Commander.
Yep.
You cast Chain of Smog, so there's that.
Okay, that's a fair point. Not in the right colors. You need to have red or blue for it to really be doable.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be
Yep.
splashing if that's the deck you're playing is Storm, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm out on that one. All right, I think that's the end of gold unless we need to circle back for anything.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think we can get to the colorless cards and the lands.
Okay, so we did colorless, but we got artifacts and there's
Yeah.
not much in here that I even really want to address unless you see anything. Strixhaven Stadium is cute, but not
Yes.
playable.
Cody, the Vociferous Codex, and Strixhaven Stadium are both cool.
Yeah,
Nope, that needs to be talked
I think
about
we
here.
can move on.
Let's talk.
Yeah, the lands are cool though. Access Tunnel I think is worth covering. This is an uncommon. You can tap it for colorless, or you can pay three and tap it, and target creature with power three or less can't be blocked this turn. What do you think of that? That's a pretty low cost to include.
I mean,
But
that's a pretty high cost to include. It doesn't really do much. Like, you need your lands in decks where this ability is going to matter. You need your lands to tap for colored mana.
like yeah, if you're playing a bunch of little creatures, like they're probably gonna be cost like colored mana symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that
Yeah.
one's tough.
This.
But it does its thing pretty well. It's one mana cheaper than the other one that does this, and I suck at names, but
Rogue's
hidden.
Passage.
Yep, thank you, Rogue's Passage. Yeah. All right.
I'll say it
So
five. I'll say it 5 times if I have to.
I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. So I think it's really interesting here. Not I think pickable, but worth pointing out is the Biblioplex.
Yeah.
This is basically fixed Library Exile of Alexandria. Tap for colorless, or it pay two and tap it. Look at the top card of your library. If it's an instant or sorcery, you may reveal it and put it in your hand. If you don't put the card in your hand, you may put it in your graveyard. Activate if you only have 0 or 7 cards in your hand. Like, that's how unbelievably broken Library of Alexandria was. It was just like, you draw this card, doesn't matter. You have 7 cards in your hand, whatever. So this is the fixed version of it. I don't think it's playable in either of these formats, but holy cow.
Oh yeah, this is
The
pretty.
huge difference.
I mean, this is pretty good, but
It's certainly not modern playable. So is it playable in historic? And I don't think the
no.
answer is yes.
Okay.
We got the Shadows of Innistrad reveal lands, which I think we'll see play in historic. But not modern.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about
What's that?
the campuses. The campuses. Do we think the campuses are good enough? So they're lands of enemy colors or allied colors, or no, enemy colors, yeah.
I'll pick the reveal lands for historic as well, by the way. But go on.
I think that's pretty straightforward. So the campuses are enemy colored lands that enter the battlefield tap, with no land types that have pay for tap scry one. Are these historic playable? I think like maybe Silver Quill Campus is possibly historic playable in some like control deck, or Prismari or Lorehold Campus, depending on what your flavor of control deck is, whether it's Jeskai Esper or various other color combinations. Witherbloom can be in like a Witherbloom or Vine Glimmer can be in like a blue green, blue black style deck, or green black style deck. Are these good enough? I'm legitimately asking. I know they're not good
You
enough for modern, but maybe historic.
are
I don't.
welcome to pick them overall. You don't have to like pinpoint like Quandrix Campus or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just pointing like how like things that I could see these fitting into as the campuses. But are they good enough? I don't play enough historic to be able to say yes or no.
No,
That's why I'm asking.
probably not. I don't think so.
All right, I'll pass them. They're cool. They're good for Commander.
The only other one to really talk about is this Hall of Oracles, and that is like has potential to. Okay, Hall of Oracles, I'll just read it. It's tap for colorless, or you can pay one and tap it to add one mana of any color to your mana pool. So it's like already like the, there's like variations on that in common. And this one also has then tap to put a plus one counter on target creature, activated only as a sorcery and only if you've cast an instant or sorcery this turn. Most decks can do that. Most decks can cast an instant or sorcery. To put a plus one counter on a creature just by casting an instant or sorcery and tapping this land, that's pretty easy to do. And then this land like is like decently functional beyond that for some mana fixing.
I don't think the cards are good.
I'm just like wondering if there's something that cares about those counters, like in the way that like the green black counters decks do. And we do have some green white counters decks in historic, but the tricky part is like if you think of like Winding Constrictor, like the cost is like green black, there's like that green white creature that does something similar to it. Again, we're dealing with cards that have specific mana colors on their pips, so you don't want to be dealing with colorless producing lands. It makes it tough. But this kind of starts the cycle in a lot of those cases where like sometimes you have the setup and it's like, oh man, if I could just draw a card, like put a single counter on my guys, I could just like start playing with that. I can start doing so much with that. And this is like just a land that does it. So you just like throw one of these in those decks as like an option to just, get things going.
I just don't think it's good enough.
Yeah, probably not.
Ifs and buts, candies, nuts, whatnot, but you know.
Okay, that brings us to the end. We made it through this giant set. My goodness.
It's a miracle.
We did it. It is a miracle. These basics look really cool, by the way.
It's Terminus. Put all your guys in the bottom.
All right, well, we will be back in 2 weeks, and I'm sure we'll know a hell of a lot more of what this these formats look like. But I honestly haven't looked much at modern and historic. I've tried not to peek, even though we we're still like we're about a week into the format already.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything really, so.
Right, man. Well, thanks for sticking that out with me. That was a marathon. Whew. All
Yeah, it was.
right. Take care, everybody.
Take it easy.
Modern Metacall is a production of CarnockLife.com, where you can find a selection of MTG content, both written and recorded. Looking for deck primers? We've got them. Interested in videos? Try our CKL Play series, where we take the most interesting decks appearing in published results for a spin through MTGO leagues. We've got a team of talented writers specializing in a variety of formats and archetypes. To keep up with Cardnock Life offerings, you can follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/CardnockLifePodcast. Thanks is due to ManaTraders.com, MTGCast.com, and TheDiscard.com for their support in making this possible, and thank you for listening, commenting, sharing, and reading Cardnock Life content.